Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Anne Boland, and I am the radio host for Conversations That Matter. I had a series called Conversations from the Heart, and it was regarding elderly people and how do you communicate effectively to your family members if there's been a tragedy. And I did two episodes on that, and in part two of that series, I used a scenario about how to communicate effectively and document things so that people wouldn't feel left out or feel like people were withholding information from others. Interestingly enough, and I'm so excited about this, I had someone contact me and say, "What do you do when someone is withholding information from me or my family members?" And it was around her mom's care. And she said, "Do I tell them that I know they are withholding? Like, do I confront them and say, 'Hey, I know you're lying,' or do I tell them, you know, 'I'm angry with you'? It's like, what do they do?'" So I thought I would just do like a, I don't know, part 2.1 or a part 3, I guess. And I want to say that I'm thrilled that someone was bold enough, first of all, to ask these questions and share their scenario, because it actually does happen. We know this. People lie. I'm not a big fan of it. I'm not happy when it happens to me. I certainly have a high value of truth. What we know is not everybody's like me. Not everybody likes to tell the truth. And she wanted to know, what do you do when people you know are being lied to? Or in her case, what do you do when you know you are being lied to? So I want to answer the question, obviously, in the context that it was written in. So she was calling based on listening to the series that I had regarding Conversations from the Heart. She was involved in her mother had had an accident, and a sister was in charge of it, and the sister was withholding information from the rest of the family. So that's the context in which I will respond to this. And like I said in my last show, the scenario was about the elderly parent and how do you communicate all of that. And when Shay called, her name is Shay, and she was okay with me using her name, when she called and shared with me that she knows she's being lied to, she thought, you know, what am I supposed to do? So I could certainly confront and I could certainly get angry, but sounds like, and you might have some good information. So she called and asked me some advice. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm actually going to share with you the advice I gave her. I'm a coach, so obviously when I'm coaching, I'm not giving advice, but it's because she specifically asked for it, that's why this show is different. That's why I'm going to do the whole advice thing. Now, what you need to know, though, too, is I'm not going to take sides, nor am I going to get into a ton of her backstory, because that I don't think that pertains, and I don't think that's healthy. So here's what I will say to everybody that this has happened to and what I said to her. If you believe someone is lying about your loved one's care, I have a phrase for you. I promise it's clean. It's not a bad thing. But the phrase is, it starts with one. And your job is to first notice what it feels like to be with your thoughts about someone lying to you. So notice, how does it make you feel? And notice what you want to do about it. And in some cases, when I've asked people these questions, they've told me they feel so angry and they want to immediately point out the lie or the wrongdoing. I think that's kind of a natural response. I'd like to say it's not the response I would do, but I've been caught up in that too. I know that I get frustrated and angry when I know I'm being lied to or I'm being withheld some information. So that's definitely one approach to take. It isn't the only approach, and it's really not the approach I would take, be driven by anger, which leads to evidence finding, so somebody looking for evidence of being lied to, and that doesn't really lead anywhere productive. So I want to share with you the approach that I would take around all of this. And again, I know it might not be your approach, but this is, if you're thinking in terms of having conversations that matter and communicating, sometimes it's important to not, well, I don't want to go into too much detail, let me finish, but sometimes Sometimes the conversation to have is no words at all. Here's what I mean by that. So the approach that I would take, first of all, is to myself. So I told her, I would ask myself, what does it feel like to be with your thoughts around somebody who lies to you? Like, it's a coachy question. It's a valid question. Like, how does it make you feel when you know in your mind that someone's lying to you? And what do you notice about what do you want to do about it? And, of course, and again, this was okay for me to share, she said, but she noticed that she wanted to point it out. She certainly wanted to just say, hey, I know what you're doing. It's kind of like, you know, she was playing along with, she was angry but using humor. She wanted to just say, I know what you're doing and I don't get it. I'm angry about it, and, you know, the list goes on. So I told her to write down the answers to the questions that I asked. So write down the answer to the, what's it like to be with your thoughts around someone lying to you? Write down the answer to how it makes you feel, and write down the answer to what do you want to do about it, or what do you notice you want to do about it. Now, I also said, observe whether your actions regarding this, so like observe that the answers to your questions, do they match or go against your values question? So since I'm asking her to notice these things, I'm certainly aware that she's aware of her values. So notice, does this go against or match your values? And once you get your answers, and I also said, in this context, I said, once you notice and see who you are being when you have these thoughts, you can actually shift it. You need to, and this is what I want to tell everybody, and this is what I told her, you need to shift the thoughts from they are lying to me to how can I contribute authentically to my loved one's care given the circumstances. It's not about the lie. It's not about the assumption of what's happening, or in her case, she knew it was truth. She had some documentation proving it in the form of a chart notes from a hospital. But how can you contribute authentically to your loved one's care given these circumstances? Because that's what it's about. It's actually not about the lie. It's not about the icky relationship with the family member that she was talking about. It's about how to contribute authentically to a loved one's care that's being lied about. And the circumstances being that someone has opted not to share all information with her. So that's what she was angry about. One of the things that I want to mention, and then I said this to her, is you don't have to be really in control of the reason as to why you think you're being lied to or why she was being lied to. But you do get to be in control of your own thoughts and your actions towards the loved one. And I know that might be tough for some people to hear. It's super easy to get caught in the, oh, I've been wronged syndrome. I get it. I've been there. That's not helping the scenario. That's not helping the situation, knowing that, and again, in this context, it was around a series of episodes where I talked about an elderly parent going to the hospital. If you're going to be so focused on the relationship between one of your family members, more so than the relationship between you and a loved one who's potentially dying, you need to start thinking about that. So I have a story, just a real quick one. I know someone who had a loved one who recently fell, and after the fall, my friend decided to stay with her to assist in her daily activities. And that's like her. That's her nature. She wanted to do this. And once my friend decided to stay, it was then announced that the loved one needed an MRI the next day. And they wanted to do it to rule out that the loved one had had a stroke. So, of course, eyes pop open when she's hearing me, or when she's telling me this. And she's like, what? MRI? What for? Stroke? What do you mean? What, like, what's going on? And during the time of my friend assisting the loved one, she was actually, in a roundabout way, given some documentation which stated that her loved one had Alzheimer's and dementia and was even, in fact, on medication for it. So gnosis and that med on her meds list was withheld from people in her mind. That's what she was saying. You know, I'm thinking it's withheld. I don't get it. Why didn't I know my mom had dementia, blah, blah, blah. So my friend is livid. She for a split second, she kind of let the anger get the better of her instead of thinking about what's best for her mom. And she'd asked herself these questions. She's a smart woman. She's also a coach. She asked, you know, what would it be like, and what does it feel like to be with the thoughts about being lied to, you know, all those questions I mentioned in the beginning of this show. And she finally decided it was more important to be with her loved one and spend more time and be more a part of her loved one's life rather than focus on the lie. And so that's what she did. And honestly, that would have been my recommendation as well. And that is my recommendation for Shay when she called in. Spend more time on how can you authentically be with your loved one versus getting caught up or stewing in the lie. So when you know people are lying to you, I'm going to kind of collectively bring this to a close. When you know people are lying to you, you actually have a choice. You can be the one who rises above the lie, or you can be the one who gets angry because of the lie, starts gathering data about it, and kind of going on a fact-finding mission about all the places and the reasons you've been lied to. And if you do that, you're actually going to get kind of stuck in this, I call a spiral of yuck, because of it. So to bring this episode to a close, again, Shay, angry about, you know, knowing she's being lied to from a family member about withholding information about a diagnosis from her mom. We can't control if people lie. What we can control is our relationship with who do we want to be with our loved one, and in her case, about her mom's diagnosis. She can certainly be in control of the relationship with her mom. And that's what was her loved one was her mom. And she can also choose to authentically be with her family member, even though or in spite of the lie that was being told. This particular episode is not a conversation that matters about confronting somebody who's lying. In this scenario, it's more important to be with the loved one and that scenario or that situation than it is to be with a lie. The whole topic of what do you do when you know you're being lied to and how do you stand up or rise up and be a confident woman or man about a conversation about knowing there's wrongdoing in a relationship, that's a whole other subject. I promise you we will get to that. But for now, this particular scenario, it's really more important to be with a loved one than it is to entertain the lie. Again, this is Anne Boland, host of Conversations That Matter, and I look forward to seeing you again.